This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terrorist group's Afghan affiliate was behind Friday's attack in Russia that killed 137 people. But Kremlin officials, including President Vladimir Putin, are accusing Ukraine of involvement. VOA's Arash Arbasadi brings us more.
Putin addressed the nation and, without evidence, said the attackers were moving towards Ukraine and that a passage was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to cross the border. It is a claim refuted by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke with ABC News as carried on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces invading his country could have stopped such a deadly attack if not preoccupied by war. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Officials claim two of the four suspects charged with carrying out the concert hall attack in Moscow have admitted guilt for the incident in a Russian court. The four were formally charged Sunday with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths. The offenses carry a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Polling stations in Senegal began closing on Sunday evening, and election workers started tallying ballots that would determine the country's fifth president. After a turbulent campaign season that saw the election delayed and politicians released from prison, at stake is the potential end of a regime that's failed to stop economic hardship in one of coup-prone hit West Africa's more stable democracies. This